But today's daf is daf dalet, and we've been discussing Tumat Mikdash VeKadashav. So the Gemara asks, "Minayin she'ein medaber ella al Tumat Mikdash VeKadashav?" So what's even the question then? And so the pardon me, the way the Korban explains it, he says, "Well, the parsha we discussed with the Korban or Levi or Red. Fine, this Korban that you have to bring in the case of Regu Tumah Shechayva Torah. How do you know it's lo kai al maybe Tumat Maga?" Maybe if someone was Tameh and touches a korban, it should be chayv. How do I know it's specifically this al ella im ken ochel boto tumat kodesh or nichnas lemikdash? How do I know that those are specifically the parameters? Someone who's Tameh eats from a korban or enters the beis hamikdash. That's a question. So it says here zirva anash al zadon tuma v'chayav korban al edei tuma ma onesh v'azhara ha'amur lahalam b'mikdash v'kadashav. So the simple answer is you find elsewhere the Korbanator brings the psukim. The psukim specifically provide a lava lota, say, on someone who eats from a korban, and or is tameh and enters the Beis HaMikdash. So tameh and eats, and tameh and enters. And that is, I'll show you the psukim here. That's azra mikdash. Okay, so now they're eating, let it enter. That's the Azarat Kodesh. And it says, Ki mikdash etimeh v'nichrat har, that's onesh. V'nefesh etochal basar, that's bergarin, is also onesh. So you've got specifically, the if someone does it deliberately, you've got the warning and the punishment. So now you're talking about the korbanot. You'd expect that since it's anash v'he's here, now we're talking about the korban v'shogeg, they sort of go together. Okay, so therefore it's only the parameters of eating and eating when a korban, when the person is tameh, or in the major when it's korban tameh, and not just touching it, because no mention of a prohibition or a punishment if he did so b'mezid. That's the alignment. Okay, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says mitoch she'amar lo achalti b'ano mimeno, so evelo bi'alti mimeno b'tameh. Now, what's that referring to? That's talking about Maaser Sheni, and there it says yachol, and there you've got a, if you like, a azhara. So about eating a, well, this is part of really the vidui there. It says, but I'll show you the Korbanator. It says, "V'hashda dat marto ilvi izir hamakom achar mevi korban. Imken neemar afa ochel masa sheni baninut or betuma shehuzar alav yavi korban ashegagato." So if you're trying to say that, oh, because there's a warning, I'll go back to the reading of the Gemara in a minute, because there's a warning, and therefore Beshogin must partner with this korban, that's how we're sort of aligning it. Say the same thing by masa sheni as well. That's also something that's Kodesh, so maybe it refers to that. See, having this Kodesh in a state of Tumah, maybe that's when you also bring a Korban or Levi or Red. So I'll read back in the Gemara. It says, okay, so that's why you have to continue the Pasuk, because it's talking about eating Maaser Sheni in the state of Tumah. So well, part of the video is saying, I did not do that. Yachol Yisrael she'achal Maaser Onen, meaning in a state of Avelot, the first day of Avelot, or Tameh, that you also bring this Korban or Levi or Red. No, Tamalomar Me'ele. So let me know what I might just do. I'll share it now. Let me share the psukim so you can see. Here, these are the psukim I'm going to be dealing with. And this is the parsha of Korban Ole. The first block here is the parsha of Korban Ole of Ered. This is also talking about Shavuot. That's why it's related to this Masechta as well. Let's skip the first pasuk. And then there's two psukim we saw last year. O nefesh shtiga b'chol davar tameh. Or ki gaba tomata adam lechol tomato v'ne'elam, and then after that talks about or nefesh ki tishavabit. That's a so kol alai sorry shvod edot, and here's talking about shvod v'tuis v'taim other types of shvod. All these things you're chayv a korban alav erer, and then it says vayaki esham lachat me'ele. Me'ele seems to be exclusion, like excluding other things. Some of, so he understands yesh me'ele chayv yesh me'ele patur. So once you've got your me'ele, it's saying, yes, you know, there are other maybe prohibitions related to, you know, not eating something that's holy, like Maaser Sheni, or we're going to discuss Truma in a moment, but me'ele seems it's not all of them. It's only Tameh who eats from a korban or Tameh enters the Beis HaMikdash. That's the extra cry me'ele. So in other words, we can use the fact that it was, we have a prohibition and a punishment to build out the fact that korban olah only applies to those two different cases, but it's still a restricted way of building it out that we're going to include other things as well. Fair. The Gemara now says, Okay, I'll exclude Meiser, she'ain't above 1 meter, which is not so chamor. There's not mitzvah. But maybe a lot sets a trumash, 1 meter. But maybe then you should have a korban olah red if someone b'shogeg. Also, the whole parsha of olah red, it's truma. Shenemar umeto bol ki yachalalo. Talmud Lomar once again me'ele. So me'ele again is excluding to say only those things that are mamash. If you like the most chamor, which is someone who is tamanitz from a korban, which is punished by karet, which is more chamor than that of someone who is tamanitz and it's truma. Okay. Yesh melechav, yesh melepator. The Gemara says, no, umala halam betruma, afkam betruma. So why are you asking the question of truma again? So I'll show you here. The Korban Eidah says as follows. He says, karad kol kodesh lo tiga. That pasuk refers to your yoledet, who's not allowed to touch, if you like, any really korban. Umakmina la, that kodesh is also referring to truma. So even that, so if in that situation the term kodesh can refer to more than one thing, maybe here it also refers to more than one thing. Okay? Maybe more than one chamur thing could apply. Okay, you've excluded Maaser Sheni, fine, but why can't you also include Truma? Elsewhere you've included Truma along with Kodesh, referring to Kodesh, so why don't you do it here as well? So the Gemara says, the whole chiyuv of bringing korbanot in general, like a korban chatat, you learn from from Avodah Zarah. That in other words, only those prohibitions that are punished with karet that one does inadvertently, they bring a regular, if you like, a korban chatat. The avodah zarah lamda al kol averos shabatorah lo ma'amar v'zom yuchedet shechiv alazonu karet v'shigagot chatat yatzat truma. That would exclude. Therefore, we built this out from avodah zarah that it would exclude truma she'ena ella avon mita. That's mita b'dei shamayim. Okay. So what we're trying to say now is the world of korbanot that you would expect is only prohibitions of punishment with karet. That's what it sounds like. But the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amra chinina kamer of mana. If you're learning from avodah zarah, lamanata yilmad avodah zarah l'chol davar. Now, Gersi Avin Paras midiyah achat. If that's the case, if you're trying to build it up from avodah zarah, and avodah zarah, you don't need yidiyah in the beginning. Remember, this whole korbanot levi already is, I knew I was tameh, I forgot, and then into Beis Hamikdash. But you don't have that by Korban Chatat. And now if you're starting to say, I'll build out from Korban, from the case of Avodah Zarah, then this is the way Pnei Moshe explains it, then, you know, I don't, then maybe I don't need your Yediyah Batchila. And that undermines everything we've been saying. So the Gemara says, or the way the Korban Eidah says, well, Hu Yada is also mentioned by Avodah Zarah, so I don't need Hu Yada here. And I would know, he sort of does it the other way around, and I would know that from Avodah Zarah that I need you to be a tefillah, but it's maybe a bit easier to understand according to Pnei Moshe. So no, he says, no. Amru lo Avodah Zarah b'kavu avatomi kadosh love your red. No, you wouldn't learn that from Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Avodah Zarah, the punishment is a fixed korban chatat, whereas by Tumah Kiddushah, it's olav yored, this korban that changes with someone's financial ability. So therefore, you don't learn it. Now the Gemara says, don't learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, one second, our whole proof, our whole basis of this was built on learning from Avodah Zarah, and now you are saying you can't learn from Avodah Zarah doesn't teach you about not having the idea in the beginning. Make up your mind. You either can learn or you can't learn. If we say now, no, you don't learn fully from Avodah Zarah, we're back to square one. You're back to square one. Okay? So what have we achieved at this stage? It sounds like nothing. We're stuck. So Gemara says, no. I'll explain how it works. Nemar kan behematmea. Now here, I've got, this is the, kan is behematmea, as you can see here, marked in purple. O nefesh kasher tiga b'chol davar tameh, o nevelat chaya tmea, o nevelat be'at tmea. Okay? And then also there it says, v'hanef, this is, talking about a nefesh shetigah basar mizvach shemasher tumato alav v'nichrata nefesh shemiyameh. Okay, this is some eating basar this tameh v'nefesh shetigah b'chol tameh, etc. So therefore, it says you're learning b'matmeh b'matmeh. Ne'emar kan mi olei aved b'matmeh v'ne'emar lahalan by achilat kodesh in a state of tumah. That's the pasuk specifically talking about the issue of doing so b'matmeh. Ma b'matmeh umar lahalan b'tumata kodesh. So to make it simpler, we have the reference to Be'er Matmeah here. We have a gzeirah shava that takes us all the way. Ve'nefesh ki tigah b'chol damei tumat adam, etc. Ve'achal mizevach. So that pasuk, that other pasuk, talking about the prohibition of eating a korban while being tameh. So therefore, too, this is someone who does so deliberately. It's punished with karet. So to hear the gzeirah shava teaches us that we're talking about someone eating who's tameh from a korban. Yafet. But our problem is ainli ela tumat hektesh, tumat mikdash minayim. So then, in other words, we've started all over from the beginning again. We're saying, we don't know what this parasha is talking about all over here, what the scope of it is. Our step number one is to do gzeirah shava to teach us they're talking about tumat eating davka something, eating from a korban somewhere. We've got that beautiful gzeirah shava from the deliberate case to this korban all over here. What about? But we're still missing one of the key components Mishnah's been discussing. Meaning someone who's Tameh that enters the Beis HaMikdash. Again, with Helem Tumah. So the Gemara says, Tameh Lomar, V'tumato Alav. So Tumato Alav, the Korbanator says as follows. Here, Tameh Lomar, Bochel Kodshin V'tumata Guf. It says Tumato Alav. That's a passage just before the one marked in orange, as you can see on the sheet. V'anefesh Yeshlecha Basar Mizevach HaShlamim V'tumato Alav. V'nichrata. V'ktiv b'tumat mikdash b'parshat para aduma, right? Tame yeh od tumato bo. Ma tumat kodesh be'olav yored, ap tumat mikdash be'olav yored. So what's it referring to? We've got a reference to tumato alav and tumato bo. Okay? Tumata alav is talking about the parsha here of eating from a korban. Sorry, we discussed eating from korban instead of tumah. There, but in the parsha of Paraduma, it talks about someone who becomes tamemet. If he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he gets karet. So if loy tamemet shkam, item o, ki meini daz rak alav, tumato, yeh alav, od tumato bo. So that, if you like that, gzeirah shava helps us bring back to say it's not only talking about someone who's tamemet that eats, but also someone who's tamemet that enters. Okay, and once I've got that, it brings us all the way back to, if you like, the Korban Olah V'Yored that applies to both the situations. Sometimes Tamat eats, and also sometimes it enters, but in our case, obviously, Helem at the time. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, one second, Ma chamit meimar betameh she'achal tahor? Maybe it's tahor she'achal tameh. The question is now in the Diuk in the Pesukim. We've been saying very, very carefully the whole time. I hope it's been stressed strong enough. We're talking about someone who is tameh that ate from a korban. The Gemara now asks is, Umar Chamit, who says he's talking about that? Maybe he's talking about someone who is, if you like, who is tahor and ate from a korban that is tameh. And we know that's not the case. So Talmud Loma v'tumato alav, the tumas on him, v'tumat guf v'lo v'tumat basar. So just to explain this, I'll read the korban ate in this part. He says, tumato alav, Ne'emar la'am b'tumat mikdash, od tumato bo. Okay, that tumato bo. Ma la'halam b'tumat haguf. Right, that clears tumat haguf ha'katu medaber. This is taking us all the way back to the forward again, the case of someone who is tamenet to the base of mikdash that's been learned from parashat ha'para. Af tumato ha'murukan, also here, must be tumato alav is talking about not on, if you like, the korban, but on the person. Okay? So the first explanation for what to ready is as follows. How do we know it's talking, the Gemara's question is, how do we know talking about the person as being tameh from a korban? Maybe it's talking about the korban itself is tameh and the person is tahor. How do we know that's the case? And that's because it specifically says v'tumato elav. Now, elav could mean anything, on it. So therefore, that's why we look at the other parsha we discussed before, mentioned in the parsha discussing Paraduma. There it says tumato bo, and clearly because that's talking about someone entering the Beis HaMikdash, and there it's talking about him being tameh. So therefore, tumato bo also tumato alav. Okay. Now the Gemara says the Rebbe Omer v'achal b'tumato alav. Now what's it v'achal b'tumato alav b'tumata guf v'lo b'tumata basar? So just to explain here, it says kolomar mikra she'acharav dichtiv v'achal b'lashon zachar. This is a pasuk over here. V'achal b'lashon zachar. This is again talking about someone who deliberately eats from a korban. It says v'achal mi'basar zevach ha'shlamim. There, we have melamdenu tumato alav nami tumat guf. Teaches us the pasuk before it must be also tumato alav is tumat guf. Why? Now, if you look at this pasuk, I'll explain it outside. It starts with nefesh ki tigah b'chol tameh. It's nekeva, because the word tigah is feminine. Okay, v'loktiv ki yigah. V'siyem, and the pasuk ends with also a lashon nekeva, na nefesh hahi, right? V'nichrata ha-nefesh hahi, like I'm highlighting here. So it starts lashon nekeva, ends lashon nekeva, v'amar, and then it says v'amar v'achal shu lashon zachar ba'emsa. In the middle, v'achar is lashon zachar. Okay, v'hayachal, it must be talking about the group because the animal can't eat, the person talking about. It's a person eating. So therefore, afati tamah. So therefore, just to be careful, what it's saying here is you have a flow of a pasuk that's nekeva, nekeva, and zachar in the middle. That's not a problem because so you might think, can I medayek from the change in, if you like, feminine to masculine? But what we say is in this particular pasuk, it's clearly not changing. Meaning the focus, nefesh talking about the person, achal talking about the person, and also nefesh nikra is also talking about the person. So therefore, in the previous pasuk, when it says v'nefesh asher tochal lashon nekeva mikol basar, and it says v'tumata alav which is nachon zachar, and it ends with also v'nechayim v'nefesh hayimeh, don't be medayik and say, oh, the fact that it switched to lashon zachar means it's talking about the korban itself being tameh. No. Because in the next pasuk, we just proved when it switches from nekeva to zachar nekeva, we're not being medayik anything. Because there it has to still be talking about the person. So too, v'tumato alav is also talking about the person being tameh and not specifically the korban. Okay? That's the drush. Okay? And it brings further proofs. One second. Mistabrahachi makes a lot of sense as well. I'm not going into any more further, any more detail, but he continues by saying that even the proof for that even further is look at the pasuk before it. Because the pasuk before it is talking about the basar become tameh, and we're finished with that topic, all done. Basar become tameh, basar yisarefa, basar kol tol yachal basar. And the next pasuk now is talking about the person being tameh. That's kind of the flow. Okay, so that's answer number two. Answer number one, but we've got this gerusham tumah lav tumah tavo. We've got the second answer. Rebbe says you can medayek from the pasuk itself, despite the fact you have this the masculine, feminine, masculine sort of dikduk, or the tense in it. That's how you can medayek from the pattern in the next pasuk. Rav Chiya says ne'emar b'kodeshim kodeshim b'lashon rabim is we talk about korbanot. It's lashon rabim, shlamim in the plural. And when it says ne'emar tumah tumato bo is lashon yachid, so it can't be talking about the korban haman mekayem tumato alav, talking about the person. So he's again medayek from the singular plural diuk. Okay. Rabbi Meir says, I'll bring a different proof. This is answer number four. Lord Dibar Elabamisha, because it says alav and the tumah is upon it. Mashma, it can be removed. Now, if the korban is tameh, it can't be removed. It must be talking about an object or a subject here that is where the tumah can be removed, and it's talking about the person. Okay, so we've got four different proofs talking about the fact that it's talking about the person being tameh who ate from a korban. Yafeh. Now the Gemara asks, "Im ken ma'o ilu lo yom ha-kippurim?" So what's even the question? This is this goes back to the mission. The mission says, "Sir pnimi yom ha-kippurim tole ad sheit vadalo." If someone had to do the beginning and not the end, we say the sir pnimi, the goat whose blood was offered inside the kodesh kodeshim, is tole. So Gemara says, "Well, how's it helping him to be tole?" So Amr Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Bun, Naseh lo Yom Kippurim ke Asham Talui. Yom Kippur becomes like an Asham Talui for him. Malif Nekarim Avona Ba Achar Yom Kippur 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 Achar Yom Kippur Kippur. So what this means is, I explained the purpose of an Asham Talui is like to protect the person until they bring the Korban. We hear what the Gemara is teaching. I'm just going to say this outside in the interest of time. The Korban says there's another advantage. If the person is Chayv an Asham Talui and he dies before bringing the Asham Talui, he doesn't know if he did that Aveira or not, then the sin hangs over him. If, however, the person brings an Asham Talui and he doesn't know whether he's chayv to bring it, let's say he was really chayv to bring this korban, it hasn't been clarified yet. I mean, the korban chatat, because he violated the prohibition that was chayv karet, and the Asham Talui is only because it's a suffix at this stage, and he dies, he's atoned for. Even though he didn't bring that korban chatat at the end, because at this stage he didn't know. The korban Asham Talui even achieves a kapara if the person then dies. Okay, that's the way it's explained. So tutu, that would be the advantage in this situation of the Sirifnim being able to tolerate for this individual that if he died after Yom Kippur, and like yeah, if like and he never learned of the fact that he made this mistake, he achieves a kapara for it. Okay, let's continue with the Sira, the Bifnim. This goes off and inside the Kippur, like Kodesh Mitov Ben Israel. Yesh binyan zeh shlosh tumot. Now it says it's mechaber mi tumot Ben Israel. There's lots of tumah. How do we know it's referring to Tumah Mikdash for Kadashav? Because you've got Tumah Avodah Zarah, could be talking Mechaper, Shnei Laman Tamet Mikdashi. It could be about Giluy Arayot, Levilti Asot, Bechukot HaTo'evot. Could be Shoveh Shfichat HaDamim, Shnei Maloti Tamet HaAretz. The many Averes of association of Tumah. So the Gemara says, Yachol Al Kol Tumot Alalu Sirin Lazeh Mechaper. Maybe it's Mechaper for all these manners of Tumah. So it says, Tamalom Mitum'ot. Meet Tumot from the Tumot, v'lo kol ha-tumot, not all Tumot. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in a moment. Ma matzino chalakat b'tumot mikdash v'kadashav. You've already seen elsewhere the way the Qur'an explains that the Torah is mekil, more lenient, specifically for this Aveira. How's it lenient? Because the Qur'an the person brings varies with his financial standing. That's a mamash agula. Other Aveiras, you can't afford it, you can't be atoned. You've got to save up the money to bring the Qur'an chatat. So to Afkan, therefore, lo nichlok ela. Matumat Mikdash veKadashav. So to here, when the Torah is makil, if you like, to allow the Seir Bifnim to be mechaper for the individual, or Tole, I should say, very carefully, it's Tole for the individual, it's specifically for those lighter violations, if you like, in this respect, in terms of Korbanot, of Tumat Mikdash veKadashav. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Mim Komohu Mukhra. I can prove from the Pasuk itself, Shneva veKipe'a LaKodesh. It's a Mekah'a LaKodesh, on the base of Mikdash. Mitumot b'nei Israel, meaning kol tumah sheba kodesh. Specifically, the pasuk itself is talking about tumah that relates to the kodesh, which is tumah mikdash v'kadashah, which is the parasha, and not avodah zarah gilorah shvichodamim. Yachol al kol tumot mikdash v'kadashav, sirzei is it possible that this is going to machaper for ultimate mikdash v'kadashav? Because if you remember, the seir is only me machaper. The seir b'fnim is only someone who yedir b'tchila nor b'sof. But there's other two other cases. One's yedir b'tchila and b'sof. And there's another one who had no yediyah in the beginning and had yediyah sof. That's a seir b'chutz. We're going to learn about that in the next Mishnah. So if you're saying it's mechaper mutumot, does it mechaper for all those scenarios? No, it says tamar umipishehem. Pishehem is merit. That's a deliberate violation. So what's the proof there? Kol ba'eda says l'chol chatam doing pishim ma pishaim she'enem bnei korban. Just as pishaim are not bnei korban, she'pishaim elu meradim. If someone does something deliberately, they can't bring a korban. Also sins that are not b'nei korban, yatsa that would exclude that someone who has yeshiva b'tchila b'yeshiva, which was someone who would have to bring a korban. So it's only the situation it's mechaper this irim, if you like, this irim is mechaper for people that are not b'nei korban, which means if someone had yediyah b'tchila and b'sof, then he would have to bring the korban. Meaning even after Yom Kippur had yediyah b'sof, he'd bring the korban. It's only tola as we said. Okay, next halacha. This halacha gimel. Next mishnah. Let's say someone didn't know he was Tameh, entered the base of Mikdash, and after the fact, someone comes to him and says, one second, you went to the base of Mikdash, but you don't remember, you were Tameh. You went through, he says, I don't remember, I never knew I was Tameh. He says, well, something happened, okay? Aval yesh ba yadiyah, but he has yadiyah at the end. What korban is mechaper now? That's a seir shehan na'asa b'chutz. Now, the seir achutz is the seir that is part of the korban musaf, not the seir mishtaleach. And Yom Kippur is mechaper. Shnei ma'am levad chatat kippurim. Aside from the Chatat HaKippurim, Chatat HaKippurim is the one that's brought inside. So mashma that the korban that the two seirim are mechaper for two different types of categories of averot. Zemachaper, ma penimi eno chaper al davar sheyesh bo yediyah, af achitzon lo yechaper ela al davar sheyesh bo yediyah. Meaning they're both a mechaper for a situation where there is one yediyah, but Bifnim is yediyah betchila lo basof, and the chutz is mechaper for yediyah not in the beginning but in the end. Okay, now the Gemara says ein bei yediyah betchila. The ma'achem in mera pinim otolev v'chitzon mechaper. Why did you say before? Now again, we have to be very careful here because the pinimi is not mechaper. The pinimi is only tole. We explained, meaning the person had yediyah in the beginning and he went to the base of mikdash. Had helam davar. He forgot it was tameh and walked to the base of mikdash. We said that Seir Bifnim is tole for him, such that when he eventually learns of the mistake, he has to bring his korban lo yored. But the one outside is completely machaper, someone who didn't have yediyah in the beginning and had only the end, it's completely machaper. So he says, why are you saying the pnimi is only tole and the chitzon is mechaper? Okay, or chitzon tole. Maybe it should go the other around. Maybe the chitzon is tole and the pnimi is mechaper. Maybe it should go the other around. Or maybe, zeh v'zeh yitlul, maybe both are tole and zeh zeh yechaper, and both of them should be mechaper. So my chadun, what do we say? So Amar Yaakov bar Acha mili chamit Resh Lakish otvei kamer Rabbi Yochanan. I saw Rav Lakish being some sort of kasher against Rabbi Yochanan. The ativ lay, and the response was mechiluke kapara. Mechiluke kapara means every korban achieves a different atonement in its own way. So maybe veleini adam male, and I don't know what he was what this response was regarding. Maybe he's talking about this. Maybe that was the answer he gave for our question in terms of why one is tole and one is mechaper. Samaler of Zera, no. Dilma daham dahi ma chamit me ma betum atame sha achal tahor ol ne ma tahor sha achal tame ta ba lo ma tumato ala ve tumata guf lo ba tumat basar. So maybe this, so the way the Pnei Moshe says is, no, that, the question wasn't regarding that, it was regarding what we learned much earlier on. The question on Dalet Amobet, which was, how do you know it's maybe how do you know it's tamer that achal tahor? Maybe it's tahor shachal tamer, okay? Which is falls as a simple reading of the Gemara, and that is chiluke para, meaning those things that are chayev karet on, and not this other. If someone who is tahor and it's tamer, it's a chiyuv lav. That's the way it explains. However, the Korban Ed explains it differently. It's worth going. Let's go through it. So Amar of Zera, I'll show you here. There's Dilma al davar zeka. Maybe the whole question of Reb Zera is regarding something else entirely. We saw the Sirim of Mechaper Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav. Okay. Right? That we related to the fact that it's Tolevi Olevi Yored. Karmina Le Besamachum Dalar Mobet. V'Kashi Minan Le Betumat Mikdash V'Olevi Be'Olevi Yored. How do we know that Tumat Mikdash regarding is specifically an Olevi Yored? I can understand Kodesh, because that was Gzeir Shava we learned from Be'er Matmea, Be'er Matmea. This is the ones we marked in purple before. Okay? That's the Be'er Matmea. That's what we did before. Ela Mikdash Minale. What about Mikdash itself? How do you know that Tumah, if someone going to the base of Mikdash instead of Tumah, it also applies to? And before we gave a different answer, if you remember, we said the Tumah to Allah, but it seems to be we left it like that. V'tzrich lomar, it must be at this stage. This is where he digresses from the previous Gemara. So it must be because you're learning from Mikdash min Kodesh. You learn one from the other. Lichti b'chol Kodesh lo tiga, v'alem Mikdash lo tavo. That we've got the two psukim that connect the two to each other about not entering the Mikdash, not engaging in Kodesh, and not also entering the base of Mikdash. The kasher Rabbi Yochanan, the mocheh b'chol Kodesh, but the problem is Rabbi Yochanan can't do that connection, that hekesh. Because Rabbi Yochanan says b'chol kodesh lo tigah also relates to truma, which we mentioned before. Can mention b'vavli also makos. We now lay. How does he know that also tumat mikdash is a korban or levi or red? So it says v'shani l'Rabbi Yochanan v'tumat alav kai atumat mikdash tainu tumat guf because of the tumat alav. V'hashi alfi tumato mikdash b'gzera shava. This is the tumato alav tumato bo, which is the connection we saw before as well. And that's kind of what we said. Also, I think the sugya ended. Yafeh. Now the Gemara says, but the kasha lecha. Now this is a problem. Ma chazit desamcha gzer shava nila nilaf mitrumat min sorry min kodesh behekesh the kol kodesh. In other words, you tried to explain that. That mikdash that it's also for tumat mikdash, not just kodesh, the korban olav yored, because tumato alav, okay, tumato bo. This connection we just saw before between the ones in orange, okay, on the sheet. But why are you relying on that gzeirah shavah? Why do you learn on your other connection you have that connected kodesh to truma? Why are you picking one over the other? They both seem to have equal force. That's basically the question, and the answer is michilukei kapara. Chilukei kapari, since they're both chiyuvim karet, that's why I connect that more to something rather than connecting to truma, where tumat mikdash is karet and truma is mita b'dei shemayim. Okay, that's our part. Let's continue. Gemara says it. So now back to the original question. Why do we say that one is only tola and the other one is mechaper? Back to our original question. So the Gemara says, Now that's a pasuk. Avonot elu asdonot. Okay, avonot are deliberate violations. Pshaim, written they're called pshehem. So pshehem is referring to maradim. That's people trying to do lachis. Avers are trying to do to make Hashem angry. The chatatam, there are the what's chatatam refer to? Chatatam refers to shkagot, inadvertent violations. And this is kesheamar yechaper. Now, what's this reference to? Again, this needs a little bit of work. Look at the Korban Eda. He says, "Vidvada b'siyam mishalachti al kol avonot." That the Kohen does vidui regarding this is mishdaleach now. That he does vidui on a kol avonot. They call bishim mechol chatatam. V'hem azadonot v'amaradim v'chagot. These are all manners of violations. Al kol eila, it seems to be it's only tole. Aval enu mechaper, because it doesn't say kapara. Huadin also doesn't say basir pnimi. Also, eno mechaper elotole. V'kashu amar al kol ha'am kahakale. When it says it's mechaper, shma mina sheyesh korban, there is a korban that it's mechaper, and what is that korban it's mechaper for? Ezuhi. So which korban is mechaper? Sorry, that is a seir hachitzon, that outer seir that is it is mechaper for. Okay, yafeh. So therefore, you've got at least one here that is being mechaper for, which is the seir chutz. So am Rav Imi b'shem Rav Reish Lakish. V'nasa seir alav et kol avonotam. Tafas ha'zonot v'niach shkagot. Lomar ma zonot she'en bahem chiyuv korban af shkagot she'en bahem chiyuv korban. So what's this referring to? Again, we need to work through this korban eda. He says, Maybe you should say, if you've already told us the fact that the Seir Chutz is mechaper for, it's actually mechaper. It achieves a kabbara because we've got this, the pasuk says, mechaper. The stigma that there's a korban that Seir HaKitzon is mechaper, why do you also say maybe the Seir HaBifnim is also mechaper? And we've been saying the Seir HaBifnim is not mechaper, it's only tole. So, V'kama b'dichtiv b'si'ir mishtaleach v'nasa, that it bears. V'lo k'tiv al avonot shen skagot, as do not. V'lo k'tiv gam chatotam shen hashkagot. Lamed to teach you, she'ein ha-se'ir ba memakom korban, that se'ir is not taking the place of a korban. K'mo she'ein lezanot korban. V'eim ein le'inyan se'ir, if it's not referring to the se'ir, mishtaleach seems to be panui, because we know that by the se'ir mishtaleach, therefore we're throw it, we apply it. I'm not sure why this is the case, but this is the way he explains it. We apply it also to the Seir HaPnimi, that it's not Mechaper. The only thing that's Mechaper is Seir HaChutz that would do that. So the Gemara asks a final question. We'll end the Shir. V'lama ba'u lekan, why so, oh, sorry, why the, is it being offered? It's not Mechaper. Rabbi Eliezer said, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Litlia. In other words, so that the, to protect him, as we said from the past, from Yisurim. Okay, we'll continue from the concept of Tliya next year. Okay, Seder, cool.
Thank you.
Morning.